Let's wrap up with a story today from our Across Women's Lives desk. It's partly about the Street Children World Cup, but really it's about a woman from Afghanistan who is coaching one of the teams in this competition. The Street Children World Cup has been a tradition leading up to three FIFA World Cups now. It's sponsored by Save the Children, and what they do is they get mostly homeless kids from more than 20 countries, including this year from India, Mexico, and Kenya, and they all head off to the World Cup host country. This year they're going to Moscow to compete. Next weekend, it kicks off with nearly 25 teams of children who are orphaned or homeless. One of the coaches is Khalida Popal. She's training a team of teenage girls from Mexico. Khalida is, as I said, from Afghanistan, so she's got a pretty good idea of what it's like to live always watching your back. Khalida, thanks so much for being with us. Let me go back to your days as a kid in Afghanistan. And just to be clear, you were not homeless as a child. You weren't a street child. How difficult, though, was it growing up as a kid in Kabul?
And growing in Afghanistan, in a male-dominated country, it was so difficult for me that I wanted to play football, the game that I love, and I grew up with that game.
How old were you when you first started playing soccer?
I think I was 8, 9, that I started playing with my brothers. Unfortunately, during the Taliban, that was a very dark time in our country that where women were not allowed to participate in any activities in society.
Yeah, so even after the Taliban was pushed from power, you were
after,
women,
yeah,
you were
Taliban.
Still scared about what might happen.
Yeah, and especially my generation grew up in war. The fear was still there.
You were a groundbreaker. You were taking risks. I'm just curious, how much did the war in Afghanistan, the war that started in 2001, how much did that encroach on your ability to play soccer, football?
I would say that it has changed a lot. The Taliban left most of the cities, but Taliban mentality is still in the country. The mindset is that women should stay home. Women are not allowed to participate in any activities like playing football. We were just playing for fun. That we got serious attack from a group of men. And that time, we realized that how difficult it is to be a woman in that society. Mm. We were just teenagers. We didn't know that this is real problem for women. I took that as a mission for my life. And I said, I will stand from now on for my right and for the right of every woman in my country. I will fight for that ball. And I will prove that women can play football too. And that was not easy. I faced a lot of problems, death threats. Many times I was attacked by a group of different men, even by a group of women that were against me at my school. Many times my teacher slapped me in my face and they tried to kick me out of school, out of class, saying women are not made for football. Football is man's game.
Khalida, though, you left Afghanistan. Was your fight against this male-dominated society, was it unsuccessful ultimately?
I wouldn't say that it was unsuccessful. If it was unsuccessful, I wouldn't face problem. Whenever women has a power, when women is becoming successful, that will face a lot of problems. And when I left Afghanistan, more than 1,000 women were playing football. So it was huge success. We were all over media. We had our national team. We had our tournaments. And we were playing international games. I became one of the first member of national team and also one of the first women who became the employee in Football Association in their history. Mm. They never had women before.
What other national teams did you play against?
Bangladesh, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Maldives, mostly South Asian countries.
Right. Khalida, tell us about why you left Afghanistan and how you did it.
I had to go underground, and I was in India underground there for a period, and then made it to Denmark. When I left my country, I say to myself that I will not let them win this fight. I can leave my family, I can leave my country, but I will not let them shut my voice.
What year did you arrive in Denmark?
I arrived in Denmark in 2012 and I seeked asylum. And when I was in asylum center, I saw so many women were suffering from depression. So I decided to use sports as a tool to help them to get out of that depression. When I got permission, I established my own organization that helps refugee women across Europe through sport activities, through a leadership course and seminars.
Hmm. few weeks ago, we spoke with Kelly Lindsay, who's the coach for Afghanistan's women's national team. And as she told us, the team can't practice in Afghanistan. It's too dangerous. It's hard to get into a rhythm when they're constantly on the road. But it's an ambitious team. I'm wondering if you have any advice for them.
Whenever we meet outside the country, we really try to educate and try to talk every day about women unity. Women has to be united in order to be powerful, in order to win the game. Because whenever women are together, they are strong. Women in Afghanistan especially need to learn to be united. So it won't be one finger, but together there will be a kind of a strong punch. Nobody can break them.
So now you've been coaching 9 Mexican teenage girls for the Street Child World Cup. How has that helped you heal? And do those girls know your backstory?
I had the opportunity to share my story with them and to encourage them that what I have been through, I know they have been through almost the same stories, the same experience. But the only thing is to never give up. What helps them most, playing together, enjoying. Because football helped me to get out of those stressful situations. Whenever I felt pressure, I felt weak. But when I entered football pitch, I felt freedom. I got my energy back. I got the self-confidence. When I was in Mexico, I felt we are sisters. We're sisters who experienced the same journey, but in different countries. And I know how is it being homeless. I know because there was a period that I didn't know where is my home. I was away from my parents. I know how is it to be somewhere where you don't know what is happening. When I met the girls in one of the shelters in Mexico, all I could do is to encourage them to be together and to play together that can help them to get out of that situation.
Yeah, what's going to be your pep talk when they take to the field for the first time? What are you going to tell them?
Be together, kick every ball for your dream.
Khalida Popal, thanks so much for speaking with us. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Khalida Popal first found her love of soccer in her native Afghanistan. These days, she's coaching a team of girls from Mexico in preparation for the upcoming Street Children World Cup. Okay, no whistle, but that marks the end of regulation for us today. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. We're back with you tomorrow.